You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time, is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. You are listening to WGOD, All Truth, All the Time. That's what I would call the call letters of the station that I own, because I know the secret, my friends, and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting and transmitting. Once you tune into His frequency, you hear from God all day long. Where does God broadcast? In His Word. That's what we're at here today. That's the name of this program. We're picking it up here in our study in Galatians chapter 5 this week. We got about 3 weeks left to our sermon series through Galatians. Then I'm going to start at the church, a verse-by-verse study of the book of Revelation. That'll start April the 8th, a week after Easter. Here in the meantime, hope you enjoyed that program yesterday. Boy, was I madder than a hornet this weekend over another death brought on by psychotropic drugs. And as a former drug user, I just want to share with people, help people to see that Satan's intentions is to get you out of your mind, because that's when he does his greatest work. And that's when you're defenseless, when you're out of your mind. Now, today, we are looking at freedom in Christ, where Paul said it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Do not be loaded down again with the yoke of bondage. This is part one of this. It's going to play the rest of this week. And for more info on this ministry, WGODradio.com.
Want to welcome the visitors today. It's good to see Marcia and Larry in the house. We appreciate you coming to worship here today. Does everyone have a handout for today? Larry probably was aghast when he came in the door and saw me with shorts and boat shoes on. You're like, if this is the kind of church you have here, I'm going back to First Baptist. I don't know about this. We had good reason for it, Larry. It's our second baptism here in a couple of weeks or in a month, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for Sarah, too. And, you know, we read in the Gospel of Matthew that one out of every four people that start off as a Christian, the Bible says, Jesus says, it says that they receive the word, but they don't understand. And then immediately, the devil comes and snatches away the word that was sown in their heart. And I warned her on Wednesday night. I says, be on the lookout for the kitchen sink. And I think you know what I mean here come Sunday morning, don't you? But we did what I could to warn her, because it's a spiritual fight and struggle going on for the souls of people. And I'll tell you what, the devil lost that one. And God wins. Let's give him the victory today and a shout of praise. Let's take a minute. Praise God for that. Let's not forget just the very basic. Let's praise God for every soul that's been won, that he is won. He's done the work. We're just grateful for it. I'm just not going to blow that off. I'm excited about it. Every soul matters to God. Let's not forget the real basics, too. Every soul matters to God. Now, Sarah's going to be doing the food pantry with me as well. That's open tomorrow, as a matter of fact, from 4 to 6. We're going to start here in chapter 5 of the book of Galatians here today. We'll skip over some here at the end of chapter 4. That's where we left off. I ran out of time last week. As the apostle continues to admonish the Galatians for going back to the law to get or stay right with God. He said in chapter 4, verse 20, he said, I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone. What kind of tone do you think he had? He says, I wish I was there with you so I could change my tone. He is sore at these people. He never said that to the church at Colossae. He didn't say it to the Corinthians, where he's delivering people over to Satan for having sexual relations with their stepmother. He didn't even say that to them. He says, I wish I was there so I could change my tone. Wow, is he mad at these guys. I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I've got doubts about you. Tell me, now here's my law. You who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Then he gives the example of Isaac and Ishmael, of how Isaac was the child of promise, that is the promise that God made to Abraham, and how Ishmael was the product of the flesh, of taking matters into your own hands and not waiting on God any longer. But by the way, have you ever done that before? When God impressed upon you some promise and you waited and waited, but once things weren't accomplished in your time frame, you took matters into your own hands and messed everything up. Or worse, perhaps. Have you ever done that before? Join the club. When God has impressed upon you, okay. Now, for the most part, now remember, I wrote this before Joy Behar opened her big fat mouth this week. I said, for the most part, God does not speak audibly today. Have you heard on the news this week what this crazy woman said? She was picking on the vice president and said, anyone who hears Jesus speak has a mental condition. She said that they have what was the exact words that she said? Mental illness, thank you. Anyone who hears Jesus speaking has a mental illness. That's what they believe on the news. For the most part, God does not speak audibly today, but he has still given some promises that might as well be audible, right? That'll be fulfilled in your life. Like these. Being confident of this very thing. Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's a promise, Sarah. Just like getting baptized. If you confess me before men and women, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven, and before his angels. He's promised he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Take it to the bank. And this, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Paul invented a new word for this. There's not even such a Greek word as huper nikeo. Nikeo, where the word Nike comes from. Huper means above. We are super conquerors, more than conquerors, above conquerors through him. And this, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called, that are the called, according to his purpose. You might not see it, but wait on the Lord and renew your strength. It'll come to pass. Sometimes it doesn't even come to pass till after you die. all things work together for good. When you die and leave this world, when you've confessed Jesus Christ, mansions in the sky wait you. Believe me, that's all things working together for good. What's that? That's your faith working together. That it wasn't for naught. All things work together for good. You might not see it right now, like Abraham didn't, but you've got the victory. These promises might as well be audible. Here's one more promise now, audible now from this preacher's mouth to your ears. Now, in this one, I'm going to substitute you for him because God's talking to you. And as the preacher, I get to represent God. I always do every week anyway, right? And you are the recipient. Listen to this, Psalm 91, verse 14. I'm substituting you for him. Psalm 91, 14, because you have set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you, and I will set you on high because you have known my name. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you. Anyone in here over 75 that can relate to that? God's good to you anyway, even if you don't live that long. Absent from the body, he's present with the Lord. What's the great crime in that? If there's a crime in that, you got to stick around after the service. We got a problem. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Now, those are a few of the 3,573 promises found in this book. Amen to that, Jane. Now, let's pick up our study here in Galatians, the last verse of chapter 4. It says, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. That is, you and I are offspring of the children of promise. And this is what the promise said. You can read it in Genesis chapter 17. Let me read it to you real quick. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. It's El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. This is his promise. Abram fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. That's the promise.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time.